It's a counterfeit. Disguising himself. And you think it's God. Well, it could be a God. Just not the Most High God. We got to get this thing. We got to know. Hey, somebody, come on. Let's keep reading. Oh, I done told y'all this word. We about to go somewhere with this thing. This Gideon. Hey, come on.
Verse 38. And that is what happened. Gideon rose early the next day. He squeezed the fleece and wrung out the dew. A bowl full of water.
Stop. And that's what happened. He asked God something. He asked God to do this. By the next morning, he rose up, got up the next day, and squeezed out the. He went and tried it. Let me see if what I asked God to do, if he did it. He had a specific thing he asked God to do. Let's keep going. Come on.
Verse 39. Then Gideon said to God, do not be angry with me. Let me make just one more request.
Oh, let me just make sure, God. See, God will let you stop. God will let you reason with him like Abraham. Like Moses. He'll listen to us, y'all. Make it worth his while. Ask him something. He'll listen to reason. He ain't listening to no stupid stuff. Foolishness. He want to hear something with reason. He don't mind us asking him because he respects the fact that we want to be clear just in case we ain't living right or something. I want to do right. Let me make sure I got this thing right. God, is this you? If this you, I'll do it. Please don't make me, you know, I mean, please help me to know it's you and not me. Oh, somebody, come on. Okay, verse 40.
Allow me one more test with the fleece. This time, make the fleece dry and the ground covered with dew. That night, God did so. Only the fleece was dry. All the ground was covered with dew.
Okay. You didn't ask God. He got enough patience with you to one test. Yeah. First of all, you going to ask God?
Right.
One test. You want to be clear. Look. Go to chapter 7, verse 2. Then we're going to come back. I'm trying to restrain myself, y'all. For breaking this down right now, but we get to come back.
7 verse 2. The Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands. In order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her, announce now to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave Mount Gilead. So 22,000 men left, while 10,000 remained.
Stop. See, you always, did you see what I just did a minute ago? Raise y'all hell, whoever want to be. See, you can get the wheat from the tares or those that will move it versus the one who's going to do and the one who's just going to say. I'm like, hey, pass that list around, get your name. See, God wants to sift through stuff to get down to who really is going to get this thing done. Who going to say they going to do it and who's actually going to do it. That's who God is after. Don't mean he don't love the other one, but he's looking for the one, the can-do kids, I call them. Are you a can-do kid? One that can do this and will go. That's the crew that God was looking for with Gideon. Now look at this. Keep going.
Verse 4, but the Lord said to Gideon, there are still too many men. Take them down to the water, and I will sift them out for you there. If I say, this one shall go with you, he shall go. But if I say, this one shall not go with you, he shall not go. Verse 5, so Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink. 300 men lapped with their hands to the mouths. All the rest got down on their knees to drink. The Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you and give the Midianites into your hands. Let all the other men go, each to his own place.
Stop right there. Boy, we got a whole bunch to talk about. We got a whole bunch to talk about. We're not going to be able to get to all of this tonight because I'm going to stop right there. First of all, look at this. Ponder this. This is what the Lord was saying to me earlier. Ponder this.